Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Girls Soccer Program, Matt Dowie, who is starting his first season with the program. And Matt, thanks for joining us. I know that it's always exciting to get a new season started, and especially the first one leading the program. Just your overall thoughts about your number one here with the Eagle Girls Soccer team.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning. It's been a great start to the season. Love, you know, this time of year, love being around the game and around these girls. The first week has been great. Like I said, good numbers, better numbers than we were around last year. So that's been great. Looking forward to it. We've got a lot of experience coming back. It's kind of weird where we've got a lot of experience and also a lot of new faces to the program. So a lot of enjoyment in there, but a lot of talent in every kind of level on the field. So looking forward to it.
That's awesome. And just looking at this season as well, I know last year you spent some time with Mike as an assistant coach for this program and now kind of taking over as the head coach. How helpful has that been that you've had a year in the program? You've kind of built up those relationships for a year as an assistant, now making that transition to the head coach. The girls kind of know who you are, kind of know your expectations and things like that, and what you're looking for on the soccer pitch.
Yeah, I think it was huge. Like you said, getting the relationship. So there's all the returning players. It's a first year as a head coach, but I at least know all the girls that are returning. I have an idea of some of the freshmen that practiced with us a little bit last year. So going with that and then them having the comfort of knowing me and my coaching style a little bit and the expectations that I have, I think it's made it kind of them pick up me a little bit quicker and the things that I want to do. So we've been on board with each other, on the same page a little bit from the beginning, which I think has been great.
And obviously there's going to be some similarities and dissimilarities from what was done last year, just naturally when you've got a new face leading the program and things like that. But how beneficial has that been for the girls this year too, knowing that they have familiarity with maybe some of the things that are being done in practice and being able to just kind of pick up on some of the things that were worked on last year rather than, you know, having to totally start from scratch and just not knowing exactly what the levels are and then trying to work your way through some of those basics and being able to start at maybe a more advanced level than you would had you not had any experience as well.
Yeah, that I would say to a degree that's been helpful. The first week we've had a lot of new players or the players that are kind of been a part of the first week of practice. We've had a handful of returning players, but majority I would say are new to the program and weren't around last year. So you've got a little bit of that where they're trying to understand just how does playing, you know, soccer in high school look like, what do practices look like, things like that. But they've been super coachable and helpful. The people that have been here that are returners, there's some drills and some things that I have done this year that we did last year. And so they've been great as to helping the new people, knowing, you know, this is what we're trying to accomplish in this drill or trying to do. So let me help you so you can get up to speed a little bit. And it's been a great week focusing on kind of just getting back into soccer. Getting the ball at our feet, getting touches, getting those new girls kind of familiar with the game of soccer. So I think it's been helpful, but at the same time with the new faces that we had, I wouldn't say we're advanced necessarily in where we're starting just because I was here last year. There's still a lot of new faces and a lot of changes, but we're getting there.
That's always good when you're getting there, kind of figuring that out. And again, we're talking to Matt Dowie, the head coach of the Pella Christian Girls Soccer Program. We talk about some of those returners. I know there's going to be names that I remember, that people remember. There's going to be names that, unfortunately, are not going to come to the top of my mind. I know a couple of them would be a Lexi Terpstra and Esther Ford, who are kind of primary goal scorers for the Eagles here over the last couple of seasons as well. And just looking at their production coming into this year and the expectations that they've kind of set forth and just the returners as a whole have set forth, what's kind of been your experience with the way that the returners have started out the season and kind of helping you get your feet underneath you and you're number one?
Yeah, I think it's been super helpful having those returners. We've got kind of valuable players at every level, whether it's forwards, the two that you mentioned. We've got some midfielders, Tori Vinzi and Isla Blommers. And then some defenders as well. Erica De Bruyne and Maggie Voss are some names that come to mind. And so I think the expectation is, you know, let's step up, you know, let's take a step forward from what we did last year in terms of, you know, maybe production from our two leading goal scorers and point scorers from last year, Lexi and Esther. How can we get them in positions to have more success than they had last year? And then similarly of those others in the midfield and the defense of, okay, we've got familiarity playing with each other. Isla was a freshman last year. So we've got 1 year under a belt of all these girls playing together. I think there's excitement as to, you know, how can we continue to step forward in our comfort level with each other and kind of the things we want to do and the production we want to do on the field.
And again, kind of piggybacking off of that question too, but these returners playing a big role with a pretty large senior group that graduated last year of 8 and some girls who really were big leaders in that group as well. I know an Annika Van Dyke was in there, Jacqueline Holmes, Danny Rosa. I know that there's plenty more too that aren't just coming to the top of my mind at the moment, but again, a big leadership group that graduated there. Returners kind of having to fill some of those roles as the leaders this year. What's kind of been your thoughts on the way that they have kind of picked up the baton here and led not just with their play on the field, but also just, you know, in the locker room, getting girls excited about the sport, things of that nature as well?
Yeah, you hit that on the head. There were that senior class, there were 8 girls that graduated and they were very vocal leaders. They were great leaders. So there has been a little bit of a void in that we're still trying to figure out who fills that. We've got 4 seniors that are back that are doing what they can to kind of fill those roles and set expectations and kind of goals for the season. But there's a lot of, you know, younger classmen, underclassmen that are also trying to recruit their own classmates to play or recruit girls that they know are signed up that, you know, let's go work out in the mornings or let's go to open gyms that we have and just trying to get those numbers and that excitement. And so I think there's girls that are stepping up into that leadership role. But I think there's still some kind of area or room for growth there as we try to figure out what life is like without those seniors on the team.
And beyond their leadership too, they do leave some voids on the field where that are going to have to be filled. Another name that popped in my head, Carly Heiser, I know, was a solid defender in there along with Jacqueline Holmes, Danny Rosa in the goal, Annika in the midfield. But I know that it's still early in the season. There's still an evaluation process, but who have been some of the girls that have kind of stepped up, have kind of impressed you here in the early portion of the season, and we might be hearing from a lot later on in the year that will be filling out some of those roles vacated by graduation last year?
Yeah, one kind of name that comes to mind is a freshman, Chloe Voss. You know, I think she'll play a big role for us in the middle of the field. I think there's a couple other new people. Maddie DeVries is someone that's new this year to the program, but she's kind of got the athleticism and the desire to get better that I think will play a big part as the season gets going. Someone returning from last year that has kind of surprised me in a good way at the start of the season would be an Alice. And she's done just the growth from her freshman year to the start of her sophomore year has been great. It's been great to see. And I think there's a good chance we see her contributing on the varsity level for us. So.
Very neat. Now looking at year number one as we're talking with Matt Dowie, the new head coach of the Pella Christian Girls Soccer Team. When you look at kind of the goals and expectations, I know that it's kind of varied year to year based on the group that you have. In year number one, too, it's kind of hard to come in and just say we're 1,000% going to the state tournament and that is our goal this year. Yeah. But when you just kind of look at the expectations here that you have in year number one and what you want this season to be, for these girls and for the program here at Pella Christian? What are some of those goals that you kind of have for this group this year?
Yeah, like obviously state tournaments are always, you know, wonderful, but I think realistically, there's a lot of moving parts. There's probably going to be different formations that we run than last year and things like that. So there will be some growing pains as we go through this. But I think we play a schedule in a non-conference that's favorable for us. I think it's a lot of non-conference games that we have a good shot of winning a high percentage of those. Obviously, Little Hawkeye Conference is a tough conference from top to bottom, but I think there's games within that that we can win as well. So realistically, I think, you know, we were 500 last year. If we can be, you know, 500 or even, you know, a little bit above that, you know, I'd be happy. I think that's a successful season. And then obviously anything above that is something we're shooting for, but, you know, it'll kind of depend on how things play out throughout the season with injuries and things like that.
Absolutely. Coach Dowie, appreciate the time. Best of luck here in your number one. Looking forward to many more great conversations about Pella Christian Girls Soccer throughout the spring.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Matt Dowie, the new head coach of the Pella Christian Girls Soccer team, powered by Hy-Vee on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner.